It's a lot better than the 10 Zoom meetings you've been on today.
This may take a couple of days, maybe more.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000 and listen to Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Hey, girl.
All right, it's a Friday. You've made it to your weekend. We've had a lot of stuff going on in our city.
Yeah.
Waddle is inside the First Midwest Bank studio. I am in the cancer bunker for the final time.
Yeah, I don't like it called that.
Well, that's what Cap called it.
That doesn't mean we have to go by it.
That's right.
I have a full belly filled with Connie's frozen pizza right now. I just got to tell you.
And they've been a great partner. You know how I feel about Connie's frozen pizza. Connie's Pizza in Chicago, from Chicago for Chicago. 1963. That was a good year in this city, Waddle. 63 was a good year.
That was a Bears championship, right?
Bears over championship.
The Washington football team.
I believe Loyola won the NCAA tournament that year, too. And that was also when Connie's Pizza was started.
Cubs set a record for 114 losses that year.
You're probably right, but I don't know how bad they were.
They were starting
to get, you know, that's when Ernie was in his prime and everything like that.
Yeah.
But so check it out, Connie's frozen pizza. Now you can get the pizzeria quality taste of Connie's at home. I've been telling you for the last month or so. Make sure you stop at Mariano's. Make sure you stop at Jewel, Osco. They've got the special, 2 for $10.
Woo,
all right?
Yeah. You should have seen Bleck and I eating like we were going to the electric chair. Like, Bleck, for a guy that play, you probably weigh what, Chris? 162 pounds.
Is that it's pretty close.
Right there?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he
My
told
playing
me,
weight was 163, so
okay.
You're right on
I'm
the
right
money.
I'm right there. So, like, I told him the other day, Sylvie, like, because he was telling me how much pizza he could eat. And he said to me at that time he thought he could eat two large pizzas.
Two of these Connie's frozen pizzas.
Now, yeah, we were talking about...
We were just talking pizza
just
in general.
Just pizza in general.
Pizza in general.
And he, okay. And he yeah. thought...
How big? Are we two large pizzas in one sitting?
The man's got a voracious pizza appetite. And I think he's one of these competitive eaters.
If
like
it's thin crust,
like Joey Chess,
that thing doesn't
Joey
stand
Chesswood or Chestnut.
Chestnut. If it's a thin crust, it doesn't stand a chance.
Well, I could do a full pizza easily and comfortable and not be, like, feeling sick.
Right, well, okay, but now multiply that by two.
I don't know if I could do two large thin crust pizzas.
I don't think you could. Like 18 inches?
Yeah, 16 inches generally, the large size.
I guarantee you Bleck could probably eat two of these. They're a little bit smaller. They are delicious, and they're fully loaded. That one over there has sausage on it. But, like, the kid can eat for someone his size. He can eat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's you don't have to be, you know, a bigger dude to have a big appetite.
Where's it go?
What do you mean, where is it?
Where's it go? If you're 160 pounds, where's it going?
Oh, like, but we're burning calories. Come on. We're going for runs. We're doing push-ups. We're doing all kinds of things.
I get that.
You want to do some lunges right now? You want to do some lunges with me?
Yeah. You want to do some lunges?
No, lunges are boring.
I want to do some hack squats, too.
I'm just trying to think of what we could do here.
What I decided today when I got up is I want to ruin my lower back and blow out both of my shoulders. Let's do it. Come on. Let's do it. Maybe get an ACL strain.
Your shoulder's feeling better, too, right? You've been rehabbing that thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've reached my max capacity for cortisone in one joint. So I got that about 5 weeks ago or so, it's starting to wear off a little bit. Dude, I'm going to be in a sling with scars all over my shoulder this time next year.
No, oh, why? Because you're going
to
have
surgery? I've got a partially torn bicep tendon, a partially torn tricep. I've got a torn rotator cuff and a torn labrum that is all scarred over.
Wow, you have all that going on?
Yeah, and it all needs to be cleaned up and fixed.
Rub some pizza on it.
You know what? I tried that, and it tasted delicious. I don't know what it'll do for my golf game, but I feel good.
Yeah, yeah. So here's what we got going for you guys today, too, and here's how you can take part. Not only did I tell you that you can stop at Jewel Osco, you could stop at Mariano's, any of your local Chicagoland grocers, get the Connie's frozen pizza at home. You can get it 2 for $10. You can print up your own coupon at home. There's a $1 off coupon special, so you can now get the 2 for $9. We also will be giving away free Connie's frozen pizzas today. So just be ready to call. We may also, if you drop a good thought on us today,
You may get rewarded.
Yes. Drop a good thought on Waddle and Sylvie today. We could play drop a good thought. And if we deem it a good thought, we will drop you a Connie's frozen pizza.
You dropped
the
thought on me, baby.
Drop a thought on us. Yes. 312-332-3776. We are wide open for your phone calls.
Amen.
And there's plenty to discuss, guys.
We had a good day baseball-wise yesterday, didn't we? We had a good baseball day.
It was a fantastic day.
You made some money with the Bulls last night because yours truly decided to draw something to your attention that the Toronto Raptors were playing without Van Vliet and Lowry and only had 8 healthy bodies, and yet the Bulls, who had playing better, only were a 4-point favorite. Cha-ching. You cashed on Lance Lynn having a 6-hit shutout complete game? Cha-ching.
I felt good. I felt great about this. Waddle is right about the Bulls. Let's start there. So, Waddle, I was leery about dropping money on the Bulls again. I know they've been getting it back together, and I knew that Toronto was shorthanded. I hate betting on basketball with the points. I just hate it. And it turned out to be a little stressful.
No, the Raptors made a little run in the fourth quarter, made you a little itchy and scratchy.
The minus 4, like, you know what? Then now I'm rooting for a couple things because I just want the Bulls to win.
Right.
You know, now I'm rooting for them to win by a certain amount of points. I've never loved that. But I did hop aboard, and I thank you for that.
You are very welcome.
And I felt great. Yesterday was... felt about a bet even more than 2 days ago when Carmen was telling us and everyone was telling us about Paxton taking the mound in Seattle. This was the second night game in Seattle where the lefty was on the hill and the White Sox were 16-0 in the last 2 years against left-handed hitters. I felt really good about
pitchers.
That game. I left-handed pitchers. Yes. Yeah, sorry. Yesterday, on the heels of the stink fest that was the matinee in Seattle, okay? And on the heels of Tony La Russa taking the fall for his team, saying, and even though it was his fault for a lot of it, he did the old Ozzie Guillen trick. He did, don't look at them, look at me. No, don't look at them, look at me. I'm here, it's me. Ozzie used to do this to perfection all the time. Look at me. And who did he have on the mound on opening day? He had his horse, the guy... that even he managed Lance Lynn.
Yes.
Like these guys, it's the only guy who really has any sort of connection besides Jerry Reinsdorf to Tony La Russa. And Lance Lynn is a horse.
I said horse.
Yeah. He showed you that with 9 innings. I got my managers back. I felt great about the team returning. They were 9-1 against Kansas City last year. You know how Kansas City is.
Yeah, they're the American League Pittsburgh Pirates.
I felt like this was the best betting on the White Sox since 1919,
Wow, look at you. They're going way back. You were a junior in high school then, weren't you?
Well,
or at least you looked that way without the pomade in your hair.
There was a little bit of a troll job, too, with the Black Sox. You know what I mean?
They gambled
against themselves.
Right. So you won some money.
So I felt great about them. Yeah. And sure enough, I mean, it was fireworks from the start. I mean... Pebbles is going to be a staple on this show.
It has to be.
Mercedes hitting another bomb, like the third longest home run in guaranteed rate field history. Can you name the two others?
Longest?
Longer home runs.
Yes. Carlos Lee.
Nope.
Are they White Sox players or are they
opponents?
White Sox players.
White Sox players. You won't get it.
You're going to get one.
I don't think you'll get the longest.
Frank Thomas.
Second longest.
And Bill Melton.
No.
Dick Allen.
Nope.
They didn't
Dick
play
Melton.
In that building.
Nope.
Waddle.
I don't think
you
he
know
gets
what
the...
No,
Bill
let
Allen.
Him keep going. Let
this
him keep
is go. This building, okay? Bill Melton did not play at... the old
why
U.S.
Gotta,
Cellular Park and now
why you gotta be all judgy on a Friday? I thought
what
we were having some pizza.
At?
I thought we were having some pizza and having some laughs. That's how we're doing
for
today.
Mercedes launches. Deep
these remixes.
Joe Creedy.
No, you got the right first name.
First. That was as hard as a baseball can be hit by anybody.
Joe Pods. Johnny Pods. Joey Pods.
When you go to pick apples, where do you go?
I go to the
Sorry,
apple orchard.
Good try.
But I go to
close
Joe Orchard.
Joe Borchard.
Joe Borchard.
Anyway. I forgot about Joe Borchard.
I think
what position did he play?
It was
did
the only time. It was the only time Joe Borchardt actually hit a baseball in a Sox uniform. And he hit it like 500 feet.
Like, that is what, isn't that like one of the more okay ho-hum state stats of all? Like, who's the guy that hit the, like, the longest home run in the, at least the one that I remember, at Wrigley?
Glenn Allen.
Yes.
Hill.
Like, who gives a rat's ass? Okay. Right. Well, he hit it 600 feet. Oh.
So now you don't like velo and now you don't like distance.
No, I'm just saying,
dude,
like,
what is wrong with you?
You know the velo on that home run?
You're right.
113 miles an hour, my friends.
Come on, listen to it.
Mercedes launches deep to left, gone.
Boom!
Back to back in the first. That was as hard as a baseball can be hit
V-Lo.
By anybody.
Call him DJ. Lennon DJ right here on ESPN 1000.
That baseball's still wrapped like a Titleist. I mean, that should fly out of the building at a fast, at a high rate of speed, shouldn't it?
Mercedes cranks one into left. That's a base hit.
Another hit, yeah.
Lead off single for Mercedes.
So are we gonna talk about him all year? Is this, what is this? I mean, you just ride the hot hand, though.
Of course.
Yeah, right?
He's in the lineup until he's not in the lineup.
Like this is...
Yeah, you don't pull him out of the lineup, especially you got no Eloy.
They gave him the day off a couple days ago. I mean...
Yeah, I ride that hot hand.
You got to let him change the oil.
Yeah, I mean, right? Come on. Yeah.
That's a G-Wagon needs maintenance.
Got to rest. Like, come on.
The G-Wagon needs more maintenance than this, your average Mercedes.
Expensive maintenance,
yes.
Too.
Yes.
Big dude needs a break. Come on, man.
They need to do like how they used to have Big Mac land.
Yeah.
They need to do like a Mercedes luxury deck. Hit them where Mercedes.
Deck, right?
Yeah. I said deck.
Moncada got on the board as well. Yes.
Yes.
Like, I mean, that's, I would almost say that's more important because over the course of the 2021 season, your expectation level for Moncada is significantly higher than Mercedes, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
I would suggest to you, although visually what Mercedes did is it continues to be a feel good and just a good story. Getting Moncada on track is going to be a much more important thing.
Yeah. So here's what I want. If you were at the ballpark yesterday, Guaranteed Rate Field, 312-332-3776. We have Chuck Garfine coming up at 4. He was all over that game, does the pre and post for NBC Sports Chicago, obviously. I'd love to hear the fans tell us what the experience was like. You had to wait a few hours. The rain left, and what was it, about 5 o'clock, a little after 5?
Yeah, like 5:20.
5:20 was the first
about
pitch, right?
2 hours and 20 minutes or 2 hours, 10-minute rain delay. So I'd love to hear from you. It was worth the wait. Lance Lynn, boy, they let him pitch. They let him pitch into the triple digits there. He got the complete game. It was, as Kevin Kadick put it this morning on Midway Minute, it could have been one of the best opening days ever on the South Side. When you think about the total package, you got Moncada, like Waddle said. Mercedes continues to hit. You have the hype.
It's first time people have been allowed in the building for over a year.
Right. There's a new roar. I mean, people are back. I'm not saying it's the greatest. I'm saying it's in a team photo for memorable.
Yeah.
And then Lance Lynn, your new acquisition from Texas, not only pitches a good game, but he goes the distance in a complete game shutout. I want to read you some stats the last time all that happened. 312-332-3776. Want to hear from Sox fans if you went to the game. Also, want to bring up the topic that a Cubs fan got mad at me on Twitter about.
Well, it is a day that ends in a Y, right?
Right.
Isn't
that
a daily thing?
We talk about the sensitive nature of baseball fans here. What do the Cubs do with Craig Kimbrell now that he's pitching well? It may be more complicated than you think. All of that coming up next.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
All right, Craig Kimbrell had his first ever 5-out or more save in the regular season.
Filthy.
He came in with
unhittable.
The bases loaded. If that was 2 years ago, if that was the beginning of last year, and you had to put him in with the bases loaded, how many runs would he have walked, or how many grand slams would he have given up?
More than a couple.
You know what I mean? And he got out of that jam. And Jess even texted me. He's like, what's going to happen here? Let's make a prediction. And I texted back to Jesse. I go, I think he gets out of it. Or maybe he walks one guy in, but then the Cubs keep the lead. It was 4-2 when he came in, and then it was 4-3.
I'm gonna ask you a tough question. Maybe it's not a tough question, but it seems inappropriate because his stuff is dirty. But when you talk about anything to this point, how much of facing the Pirates 3 out of 4 appearances factors into how you feel about what you saw?
I think you take all of that into consideration. Okay. I don't think it's a bad thought. I mean, I get it. Like, I'm glad he's doing it.
Of course.
Like, is it him hot? Is it him being hot? Did he finally find the answer? Remember, that was his first spring training to work on stuff in the last 2 years. Last year, COVID wiped out spring training. The year before that, he wasn't on a team. I'm not telling you he's going to last, but he has dominated this year.
He looks fantastic.
And this is what I want to get to, then we'll get to calls. I know we have a lot. 312-332-3776, and we'll drop you some pizza if you drop some knowledge on us from Connie's Frozen Pizza. But David, there was a guy, and I love these tweets. He started out a tweet after listening to our show the other day when I said, well, what will the Cubs do with him? And we didn't get into it deeply. You know, if he keeps this up, how soon do the Cubs trade him? You know, because we all know that closers get the most on the open market. You can use that closer for the 2-3 months, just like the Cubs did with Chapman. And
teams are going to need to see more, though.
I'm not telling you in April. I'm not saying after 3 or 4 appearances.
Right.
I polled the question. I want to know if he is Craig Kimbrell, the guy who has saved 350 games in his career, the guy who's been filthy with Boston and San Diego and Atlanta, you know, and
he looks like that guy right now.
Right. And if he continues to do it over the first 3 months of the season, like you pointed out the other day, he's got another year left. Do the Cubs get it's like what they did with Darvish? I'm not asking you what you would do, okay? This is where coming into the season, I said this is going to be the most confusing Cubs season we've ever had as Cubs fans. Because if Chris Bryant plays really well, are the Cubs spinning him off quickly to get as much they could get back? Or are they going to ride him and they're going to try and compete? Can this team really win a World Series as a Cubs fan? I don't think so.
No. So my answer to you is that most definitely he'll be moved. Like, let's fast forward. If they're a team that's still hitting .175 and they're a game and a half back in the Central, you better bet your sweet ass they're gonna move him. Like, that's a no-brainer.
So this guy tweeted me, and he's like, and I love these tweets because he starts off, "You're not very bright." That's how he started off. But it was spelled,
he knows you.
But of course, it was spelled Y-O-U-R.
Yeah.
You know, it's the wrong "you're." And if anyone is not a grammar jerk, it's me, because I screw up all the time. Next to Bruce Levine, Sylvie will give you more typos on Twitter than most.
Wow, okay? Shot at Bruce.
No, I'm just saying.
I love Bruce. It was a shot at Bruce.
I love Bruce, too.
But it was a shot.
But he's a great follow on Twitter. So anyway, I'm not a grammar jerk, but don't come at me, "You're not very bright,"
right,
and make a stupid grammatical mistake in the beginning.
Yeah,
he was pissed that I offered up, hey, the Cubs may trade him.
Why is that not a bright statement?
Right. I mean, if you have followed what the Cubs have done here in the last year or two, and Darvish's was at his height. He was at his height as far as his value. He was coming off a Cy Young finalist season. He still had some control for 3 years at a relatively cheap price. He could have continued to win for the Cubs. They felt at that time it was best to send him off. They're trying to rebuild and retool at the same time. So I would think if they finally get Kimbrell pitching the way they wanted him to almost 2 full years ago, they're going to spin him off to a contender as soon as soon as there's a team that comes calling.
Well, I mean, so I don't get, again, like, your premise isn't that the Cubs are at that point 40 games over 500 and have lapped the not only the division, but they have shown you that they're the best team in the National League. If that's the case at the trade deadline, my prediction will be they won't trade Kimbrel.
Yeah, 2 days ago they were three hit.
Correct.
You know? The day before that, they
yes.
were one hit.
They get four. They scratch four across from a bad Pirates game a team, and now all of a sudden people are tweeting at you that the Cubs shouldn't consider trading guys. I mean, come on.
So, again, it's a Toyota Twitter poll. Vote online on my Twitter handle. What should the Cubs – not should, not what should the Cubs do. What will the Cubs do with Craig Kimbrel if he continues to dominate? And the two options are ride him or trade him.
But, again, and I would say to you, why would you ride him if your offense isn't carrying their weight?
No, I know, but because the division is bad and the Cubs can still win it and getting in the playoffs is a gift. That's the counter to all of this.
Again, if you get to the trade deadline and everybody's hitting and you're beating good teams and you've distanced yourself from the Reds and the Cardinals and the Brewers and the Pirates and you look like one of the elites of the National League, I would predict to you that the Cubs will not trade him. But I would also predict today as I vote that's not the case. Collectively, they are still struggling to hit the baseball. And because Baez and Rizzo and Bryant all homered yesterday against the Pirates doesn't convince me that they've solved all their problems. So if I'm putting my money down today and I'm voting on your poll, I'm voting that they're going to trade him.
There's a middle ground on that, too, that makes it more complex. We'll continue to talk about that when I get to some of these calls. Bryce and Carey wanted to react to the skinny guy eating a lot. Bryce, you're on ESPN 1000.
He just dropped. Okay. Let's go to the next guy.
Let's go to Christina in Lakeview. Christina, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hi, Waddle and Sylvie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to say, Sylvie Strong, of course. I work as an oncology nurse practitioner, so many thoughts out to you.
Oh, well, God bless you, Christina.
Thank you. My question is, now that you guys made me money on the Bulls game yesterday, who should I bet on this weekend for the Masters?
I did not bet the Masters. Had I bet the Masters, I would have bet Justin Thomas. I don't say that because I think he's second on the leaderboard right now. I would have bet Colin... I can't pronounce his. Who am I taking?
Bet him if you...
Yes. And I would have bet, probably put a little bit on Tony Finau.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right, Christina. We'll throw you a Connie's Frozen Pizza. Thanks for calling. Hold on. We'll get your information and send that out. Check it out at Jewelosco and also at Mariano's. Joe in Northbrook, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking a call. Love your show.
We appreciate you, Joe.
I think the Cubs will move Kimbrel at some point in this season. And I hope they do because, you know what, if Waddle's theoretical is right, yes, if they are the best team in the National League towards the middle or the end of this season, that's an entirely different story, but I ain't betting on it. The experience in the last few years, we've got to move beyond the sentimentality of this team won the World Series in 2016 and start looking at the hard, cold facts. And we've been embarrassed by Milwaukee and other teams in our own division. We need to break this team up and get as much value in return for the the players we can move and rebuild this team from the ground up. That's how I feel. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate your phone call. Thank you.
I think there are a lot of people that feel the way that Joe does.
Well, look, 2 days ago, again, before the win in Pittsburgh, and I went on Instagram Live because we didn't have a show. We were on White Sox baseball that day with what was going on in Seattle. So I needed like a Cubs hug because I was so damn confused after the Cubs game 2 days ago. That game... Through yesterday's game, like Cubs pitch or the pitching in baseball, okay, the way pitchers were hitting, they had a higher batting average than the Cubs team did. At one point after that game when they were three hit, all pitchers were batting 144. The Cubs hitters were batting 132.
As a group. Right.
The Cubs hitters at one point, through, you know, in the middle of that game, I think it was through the seventh inning 2 days ago against Milwaukee, they had been no hit for 11-plus innings going back to the previous game. They had been hit, no hit for 11 plus innings. You know, I mean, they were, Woodruff faced the minimum on 56 pitches leading off the seventh a couple of days ago. No hits, no walks, no three ball counts. 12 of 18 first pitch strike. No plate appearance of more than five pitches. Like, I didn't want to get on because I like a lot of these guys. I yell that the Cubs need to re-sign Rizzo. I say I'd like them to re-sign Bryant, but at what cost? Javi, I'm confused about. But how can I sit here and continually say re-sign these guys where Rizzo plus Javi plus Bryant plus Contreras equals goose egg? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're all good players individually, but at the end of the day, when I continually see in 2020, in 2021, in 2019, in 2018, that this team doesn't hit, that you add them all together, good player plus good player plus good player plus good player equals zero runs. How the hell am I? If I'm Tom Ricketts, we've all ripped Tom Ricketts. If I'm Tom Ricketts, why the hell should I open up my checkbook for all of them?
I think it's a great point. I think Anthony Rizzo has proven to you over the course of time that he's going to, after 162 games, I'm more confident that he will even out than the other guys. But it's fair, and it's I think, again, I think it's one of the big reasons why there will be movement at the trade deadline.
So 312-332-3776. That's sort of the epiphany I had Thursday before their win is, you know, we're all yelling at Ricketts. Ricketts wants a return on his investment. He wants everyone wants him to pay Bryant and Javi and Rizzo, and at the end of the day, those three and the rest of the Cubs lineup produce more zero runs? 3-3, help me with this equation. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. And there's a White Sox player that I'm going to adopt, and it is not the player that you think it is. That's all coming up next.
Waddle, do you need help? Do you need help,
what?
Waddle?
With what?
You might be stressed. Maybe there's some things
That's
affecting your personal
for.
Life. Well, there's also something else that could help you, and I'm
What's
Chris
that?
Bleck. I have a friend named Dave.
Oh,
my pal Dave.
Yeah, I know Dave.
Yeah, my pal Dave.
He's always down in the dumps.
Well, you know, let's pick him up.
All right.
There's something that we can help for Dave because he's having issues in the bedroom, and he won't get help. So I'm telling all of you and Dave that I have something for you. And that's Blue Chew. A visit to BlueChew.com will show you how to get the first ever chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Now, Dave, and the rest of you, not Waddle, though, but Dave and the rest of you.
Not Dave.
This is like self-help, because you're taking charge. A visit to BlueChew.com means no in-person doctor's visit, no awkward conversations, and it ships directly to you in discreet packaging. And guess what? I can get you a deal. A visit to BlueChew.com, and you can get your first order free with the promo code ESPN. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code ESPN.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie. And at ESPN _Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Everyone watching, listening, reacting on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. It has been a godsend for me being out of the studio for the last year. It's been like a year exactly when I started doing the show here, when I was diagnosed and in the middle of COVID. And I finally returned to the First Midwest Bank studio on Monday. So both Waddle and me will finally both be on camera, both be in the First Midwest Bank studio.
I get shot number two on Sunday, so I may be dragging a little bit. I may be wearing a winter jacket in case I've got some shivers or something, but I'm going to be sitting next to you, okay?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
That's great. You will be fully vaccinated, and
yes,
I've been
I will.
Fully vaccinated by 2 weeks now.
Yeah, look at you.
So you can
go party now.
I'm very excited.
You can go party.
I know, yeah.
Party like a rock star.
I've reached out to some doctors asking the can and cannot.
What have they told you?
They're advising me at this time, like for a crowded indoor restaurant. So I asked, can I go out with my wife indoors now? Because the weather these next couple weeks look like 50s, look like April weather like we're expecting, not like what we had last weekend and early this week. So I would love to go sit outside, and dining outside has changed my life. Changed my life recently. Like, I've been bottled up in this house and I've been anxious, and you know, when I did go out, I was having treatment and I could not drink, and I did not know if I would catch anything, so I was like just on guard, and it sucked, and it affected my mentality.
So now you can go eat outside and go to the weed store at the same time.
I yesterday went to the dispensary for the first time, and I used my medical cannabis card.
Well, but is that a real picture on there? You look psychotic in the picture for your weed card.
I'll tweet it out.
You should see mine.
Really?
Mine are just as bad because they tell you not. It's like getting a passport picture. They tell you not to smile, and you have to open your eyes.
Like,
you don't have to look. You don't have to look like a 3-time felon.
No, but they tell you, because like I went and got mine. They're like, all right, open your eyes weren't open enough. I mean, like, what? Like, I get it. I'm getting a weed card here, but come on, man.
Somebody like, looks like a tweaker from the set of Breaking Bad.
Do I have to like X out any numbers on my weed card?
I would just
send the picture.
Just show your picture. No, you have to show any part of the card.
I would crop out the card part and just show the picture part.
Okay. You did that intentionally, the look on your face, didn't you?
No, I did exactly what Abdallah described.
Yeah, because mine's like, really bad too. Here, I'll come and
show it.
With these state laws and rules, I don't even know anymore which is right. Like, can you sign up online anymore for gambling? Can you not? All these. So, like, with this weed card stuff going through the state of Illinois, you got to go through the state, you got to pay, and they tell you in the instructions when you take a picture.
He's doing a nickel at Chillicothe. Like, he's standing against the wall. He's done like 3 out of 5 years at Chillicothe in this picture.
Can you hold that up to the camera on Twitch?
It's got all of his information on it.
So, oh yeah, that's true. So and they say do not show emotion in the picture.
Like, so you don't have the look of glee on your face knowing that you're about to get a big bag of gummies.
So I had bedhead. So I had bedhead, so my hair looks all out of whack. And then I've got this weird look on my face. And my wife said, you look like a stoner right away.
Right.
So it's
guilty.
It's perfect.
Yeah, guilty.
Good reaction last night, though, to the new medication. Abdallah, good reaction.
What does that mean? Like, are you Chris's friend Dave? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Promo code ESPN.
Opposite.
Oh, okay.
For snooze. This is for snooze. I popped a snoozeberry gummy. I don't know if anyone's familiar. I cut it in half because I wanted to make sure. My buddy Jason tells me, go slow but steady, kind of like cooking some pork on the grill.
Yeah, exactly like it. Just like cooking pork.
Yeah, like you want to go low and slow, right? Isn't that what Carmen always says?
I don't know. Don't say it out loud. Your wife's going to call you and yell at you.
That's right. So my buddy Jason said, go low and slow. You don't want to overdo it. You don't want to then all of a sudden feel hungover the next morning. I felt good and relaxed.
Everyone's got to have a weed friend like Jason.
Do they?
I'm saying everyone has to. Everyone's got to have a weed friend.
He's a big
like
listener, too. Yeah. I think he's listening right now.
What's up, Jason?
Yeah.
What's up, man? So you're now allowed to go out to dinner. You're allowed to go to the weed store. And what about indoor dining for you?
Well, that's what he said. One of the doctors suggested at this time to be a little more patient, that if you could get like an isolated table, but if you're in the middle of a crowded restaurant indoors, he said, you can? He said, should you? He would say no.
Is that because of you being immune compromised, or is it just being in general?
I don't know.
Well, you should have asked.
This is a doctor that you know well, too.
Yeah, no, I know.
We had a long talk.
I've sat outside next to him having dinner up in the northern suburbs.
Now he said for you to come over.
Yeah.
And Jesse's going to come over next Thursday.
He said definitely I got to get my rabies shots before I come over there, right?
Yeah,
because your kids are going to bite.
Well, right. Yeah, exactly. Well, you're accusing my kids of having rabies? Is that, did I hear that
right? I didn't say that.
They do look like biters.
Yeah, no,
what?
Listen, they're physical kids.
Nice
I've
kids.
Seen them
they
wrestle.
Seem
I've
like
seen
they might
one
bite.
Of them climb into your papa shot.
Yeah. I know.
Great
but
kids.
That kid's like a raccoon.
There's nothing worse than having biters. Like, that is strongly discouraged in this house.
Maybe that's why they've turned into biters.
Yeah,
that's going to be isolated.
You know, think about it. Yeah. I don't have kids, but you know how it works.
Right.
You say, hey, kid, no pop, no soda pop, right? You're never allowed to have soda pop. The moment they go to a friend's house,
they bite
they're
someone?
Guzzling sodas.
Oh, I thought you said they bite somebody. Oh,
yeah, no. So, okay. You know,
right.
just maybe don't talk so negatively about the biting.
It's the same way I couldn't get beer in my house. Yeah. My dad never drank a drop of alcohol. I know what you're thinking. What the hell? I'm adopted. I'm not. I'm not. But like,
but here's the
when
difference.
I went to other people's houses, I drank all their booze.
Some families embrace pop. You know what I mean? But no, which family embraces biting? It's not like it's like, oh, in our house, biting is frowned upon. But in that house, it's encouraged.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know what
not form, an apples to apples, Black.
I don't know what forms of self-defense that everyone's teaching their kids. I don't know. I'm not going to pass judgment, though. So back to the story. So, like, am I allowed to come over to your house or
yes.
no?
So now that you're going to be fully vaccinated, we have two parties that are fully vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated. You're fully vaccinated. You could come to my house. We can sit unmasked and we can
do I have to be outside or can I be in? Can
indoors.
I be inside?
Okay. If you're fully vaccinated, then I'm
good.
This is what I'm now. I hate the landscape today. It's just like I said the other day with Cap when he came over. Were Cap and I masked outdoors when we were outdoors on my desk? The answer is no. For the picture, did we put on masks? The answer is yes. Why? Because I didn't want to get a damn tweet saying, why aren't you guys masked? Because it doesn't matter what you do today. If you do one thing, there's going to be a group of people who are going to come
by
after
you. By the way,
you.
Why are you advocating trading Kimbrel?
And then when we were masked, you're outside and you're vaccinated. What are you doing where you're running? You're chasing your tail and you're scared of your shadow. Like, it doesn't matter these days.
Yeah, well, I have a solution for you. Put down the Twitter machine.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Put down the Twitter machine.
Can we just all, like, bring it in for a big hug? Can we do that?
Well, I don't know. What did the doctor say? Am I allowed to bring it in for a big hug?
But everything we do these days is scrutinized. Everything. No one can just say, nice picture. I'm going to tweet out my picture from a cannabis card coming up.
Oh, I think it's great. I just think you look like a criminal.
Yeah.
Which I think is funny as well.
So can we get a Masters update? I still have to bring up, too. We got it sidetracked. I got to bring up just to piss off someone. Not just someone.
Uh-oh.
Multiple people.
Yeah.
I'm the one who just pitched bringing it in for a hug. And then now I'm going to tell you 30 seconds later that there is a White Sox player that I am going to adopt. And part of the reason is because he is not loved on the South Side, and I think he deserves more loving than you people are.
Little guy. It's a little guy thing, too, isn't it?
Swaddle it, Sylvie.
Fast Wi-Fi. You use it to connect just about everything, which means having fast Wi-Fi matters a lot. And that's why Xfinity offers gig speed Wi-Fi. It's the fastest Wi-Fi you can get. That's a big deal. It's a big deal for streaming big games, having big meetings, and making big plans. It's a big deal for families with one kid, or two kids, or three kids, or however many kids you have, especially if there's that one kid who has enough devices hooked up for about 10 or 15 kids. It's a big deal for gamers who are streaming while someone else is posting about their virtual spin class. And yet, it's also a big deal for a quiet Friday night in, because fast Wi-Fi makes everything better. Check out their new gig speed Wi-Fi or any of their other speed options. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 25 megabits per second download speed for $25 a month for 12 months. Click, call, or visit a store today. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible gateway. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Advertised offer requires paperless billing and auto pay. This promotion ends May 20th of this year. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees are extra and subject to change after the term. Regular rates apply.
This hour is brought to you by Studio 41. Home design showrooms are open to everyone, homeowners, contractors, designers, and architects. For locations, visit shopstudio41.com.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
I'll give you a chance to get the Masters board up, and then you can give everyone a little Masters update. Before that, I do want to pay off, though. Yeah, you were right. You're absolutely right. You know, all I hear from Carmen, kids played 37 games or something like that. And all I hear,
maybe
37 games in his major league career is how much Madrigal sucks. It's all I hear from Carmen. on the text chain, on the radio show.
Maybe one of your kids has got a mitt that doesn't have a hole in it that he can use.
And I am going to start Cubs fans for Madrigal. This is like, you know, and yeah, like this is like
what?
When like a Cubs fans for Madrigal. Because I am tired. I am tired of Sox fans already prematurely beating up the little guy, all right? Why does Waddle have a radio show in this town for 35 years, 40 years already? It's because he was the little guy who tried hard and got some stuff done. Could he jump as high as everyone? No. Could he run fast?
Just
no.
Just kicking the nuts over
you
and
can
over.
Have it,
every
man.
Day.
You can
every
have
day.
It.
Yeah, let's swap Baez for Madrigal.
Yeah,
let's
straight
do
up.
It. Let's swap
straight
it up.
Up.
A little swappy swap.
Like, this up. Isn't about Baez. This isn't about Bryant. This isn't about Rizzo. This is about your guy on the south side, Madrigal, who is all of a sudden turning into this whipping boy.
Why did I get dragged in the process?
Like, I said this to Waddle because I knew you were going to say Madrigal. As someone who was the worst player on a baseball team before, he looks like the worst player on a baseball team.
See, and that's
he
what
just
I mean.
Looks
this
like
is,
the worst
wait,
player on a baseball team.
For all
team.
The love that your main for your main Mercedes is getting. It's already like Sox fans can't. Oh, another base running mistake, Madrigal. He sucks. Oh my God, another error, Madrigal. He sucks. Meantime, he hit 330 or 340 last year, and he's on base this year, like higher than Moncada all
it was 379.
For the year.
He's got a career 377 on base percentage.
He's played
fellas.
37
yeah,
games.
But when all you can do is hit singles and doubles, you can't be a butcher in the field.
It's they're asking for him to do such little, like just like play competent second base. Get on base occasionally. I mean, and just
well,
go stand in the corner.
No,
but the reason is he's not expected to do very much offensively outside okay. of get
like
on base.
If you ask me to go down the field 5 yards in between the two linebackers and I drop the ball.
And in the Mariners game, you got a tailor-made double play, and he's bobbling the ball. Oh, here he is.
It took Waddle 4 times before he stuck on the roster.
I wasn't the 7th pick of the draft.
All right, but I'm just saying that he's already – there's room for growth, Black. I will not deny that. But I'm just telling you this, Sox fans, Black, Abdallah Now Sox fan, you guys, for like a full year – you guys anointed Gordon freaking Beckham as the second coming.
No.
Yes,
he had good hair.
Oh my God, the Gordon
Beckham.
He's good looking.
I didn't know.
Oh, and he could hit.
That wasn't
and he's
me.
He's a good interview. Gordon Bacon, he's awesome. Even Ozzy, the manager, had to say, easy on the bacon.
Maybe other people that worked at the station at the time, not me. That wasn't me.
Gordon Beckham had great hair.
Great hair.
He had black, worthy hair.
About his interview
and the
skills.
One thing I'll remember is him being rolled out for Van Pelt and Russillo.
When they were broadcasting in Elgin, right?
They were so mad that they had to talk to Gordon Beckham.
Well, this is their show in Elgin, wasn't it?
Yes.
When they advertise on the air, so they're on the air and they got the Chicago market, and they don't like that they're already getting cut short. And then we're like, okay, we're going to get more people to back the Van Pelt show with Russillo.
Bring you out to Chicago.
And hey, we're coming to Chicago. And then
no big hurt.
We put them, when they had to get in the car and they had to drive to Elgin, they couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you guys.
I think both of them are better off right now.
I am starting Cubs fans for Madrigal.
That's fine. Let's make a swap. And Sylvie, I'm like, the only thing I would say, like, you can say, yeah, he'll play well at some point. Yeah, maybe he will. Right now, he's not.
When he turns into your Dustin Pedroia, don't come running to me saying, hey, you know what? I want to buy a new Madrigal jersey for my newborn son.
I can guarantee you 100% I will not buy a Nick Madrigal jersey. There's enough people on the team that you could buy jerseys for. It's
okay.
Not going to be Madrigal.
I just want to make sure you're out then.
I don't like this nonsense about Gordon Beckham. What radio show was I hosting where I was
I'm not saying you. I'm saying
Beckham.
Sox fans. I heard Carmen panting. I heard Sox fans panting. People thought that Gordon Beckham would be the second coming of Derek Jeter. They thought he was the Jeter of the South Side. And now Madrigal. Everyone said Madrigal sucks. He sucks. Yeah, he sucks.
Okay, can we find some common ground and suggest it's okay to ask somebody to be a little cleaner fielder?
Is that fine? Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, like, that's cool. Like, I or, and maybe you know, be a good base runner. Because, like, I dig the 380 on base percentage. I dig the, you know, the 323 lifetime batting average.
Let's make this compromise, right?
Chris, you know what I always say? Life is usually somewhere in between these
extremes.
Somewhere in the
middle. So, Sylvie, on your side of it, we'll respect Magical a little bit more. And on my side of it, I'll only call out every third error he has in the field.
Okay, I think that's fair.
Look, I am going all in on Madrigal. Half of it is...
I only see one error.
I just want to know, Sylvie, how many times have you gotten a Cubby Chubby for some random-ass Cubs player who has a hitting streak for a week, and you're like, oh, he's going to be the next...
This is not Augie Ojeda.
Do you know how he sweat when David Bodie hit that grand slam against Seattle? Come on now. Like, everyone was panting for that.
Like Bleck said, there's a higher drafted guy. Or you said that, Waddle. This is not some Augie Ojeda dude. Yeah,
fourth overall.
I'm all in. By the way, I did tweet out my cannabis card
criminal
picture.
Criminal.
Check that out on
it is. It's worse than Sylvie. It's worse than Abdallah's. It really is.
You look like the bad guy from Roger Rabbit.
Who's leading the Masters really quick before we get to pass? Just tell us who's leading.
Justin Rose is still leading the way. He shot an even par 72. He is at 7 under par. Jordan Spieth shot a 68 today, 4 under par. He is 5 under. And Justin Thomas is at -4. I think Bryce DeChambeau shot a
slugger
67, I believe. I think he's 1 under par on the tournament.
It's fun to watch him struggle, isn't it?
Who?
DeChambeau.
Well, he didn't struggle today. He shot a 67. He's 1 under par.
Oh, they showed him a little bit ago, and he was in the trees.
He hit the tee ball, okay? On the other side of Georgia.
The T-ball. All right.
He hit the T-ball. That's what they call it, the T-ball.
Do they call it?
Okay. It's a T-shot, the T-ball.
In honor of Justin Rose leading the Masters right now, caller number 7, get some Connie's frozen pizza courtesy of us.
It is awesome. Check it out at your local grocer, Mariano's, Jewel Osco, or wherever you shop in Chicago. 2 minutes away, Jeff Passan talks baseball with us.